Hey there, blogging lady. Are you struggling to finally get your blog's website designed and launched? You know that starting a blog is the right path for you, but you sure as heck don't want to go 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. You aren't here to waste time. You want real results. I mean, results that are actually going to make you money blogging and doing your passion. And to get those results, you know that you need a step-by-step roadmap to get there. So, let's chat over coffee. I invite you to book a free zero pressure call with me below in the show notes. Think of it as a casual coffee chat. We're going to talk about where you're at, where you want to be, and explore how my blog coaching and website design services might be just the missing link that you've been searching for. If we find it's a perfect match, great. If not, no hard feelings. You're going to walk away with some clarity and insights to propel you forward. Book a coffee chat right now below. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. So I have a question for you. Have you ever read someone's writing and thought, oh my gosh, that's so them. That's actually how they speak in real life. Well, that's the power of an authentic branding voice. And in the blogging world, finding and embracing yours can be the true game changer to building connection and building loyal readers. So let's unwrap all of this. But before we get started, I want to tell you about the 4-week bloggers branding bootcamp that I'm doing for completely free. Yep, that's right. $0. I am doing this bootcamp. I should charge for it, but I'm not. So in 4 weeks, we are going to have 4 different workshops that's going to teach you how to design your logo, your color palette, your images, your brand vibe. We're going to be putting together mood boards and brand boards, and it's going to be so, so fun. We're going to have prizes and giveaways to give out. You get points for showing up to these workshops. You get points for submitting homeworks, and it's going to be so, so fun. So if you want to attend this, you also get 2 modules of course lessons, by the way. So if you want to attend this free bootcamp, then all you have to do is go and click that link below. I highly recommend that you do, because branding is such a game changer for you, for your blog. So let's actually dive into this episode now. So 1, reflect and discover. So begin by asking, who am I? Dive into your beliefs, your experiences, and your values. Your blogging voice should be an echo of the real you, not a mask you put on for your readers. So who are you, you know, in front of the people that you're comfortable with, like your husband or your kids or your mom or whoever it is that you're like super comfortable in front of? Who are you in front of them? That's how I want you to be when you are writing your blog post. Be super, super authentic. You don't want to hide yourself here. Of course, there's, you know, stories and things or whatever, you know, there's a guideline for what you want to share and what you don't want to share. But I'm talking about the voice. So how you speak to your mom, how you speak to your family, your husband or whatever, like a friend, you know, like how are you going to speak to a friend that you know and that, you know, you can be your true and whole self with? And like, if you swear, like then swear in your writing. Like, this is about being your authentic self, and you should not be caring about what anybody thinks of you. Because when you are starting a blog, you are starting it for a reason. You're starting it for a creative outlet. So why wouldn't you be your true self? Why would you be scared of what others are going to think of you? You should not be scared. So be your true self. Don't put a mask on. Be the real you. 2, don't chase trends blindly. So sure, it's good to know what's buzzing around, but if it doesn't resonate with you, don't force it. For example, I hate reels. I just don't do them. And, you know, I feel like it's just like, you know, a current like trend, or would you say? I don't know. Maybe it's going to stay for a while, but I thought IGTV was going to stay around for a while, and then they came out with reels. So I never really liked IGTV either, but I'd rather do IGTVs now than I would to create reels. But yeah, if like something doesn't resonate with you, just don't do it. Like, you know, how everybody is doing, like, neons. You don't have to do neons just because everybody else is, like, coming out with, like, neon trends for their branding, right? So, you know, what I like to do, I like to be timely. I like to have a brand that is going to still look amazing 5 years down the road. You know what I mean? So number three, embrace your stories. Every person has a unique journey filled with highs and lows. Sharing these stories, and not just the good parts here, it makes your blog heartfelt and relatable. When you share your unique story that relates to whatever you're writing about within your blog post or whatever it is, your niche, then, you know, this is going to create a deeper connection because, you know, people are going to come on your blog and they're going to read this. And if they struggle with this too, they're going to say, wow, she really understands me because she's been through it too. And it's just going to create this deeper connection that you want to have with your audience. So share those stories. And of course, there needs to be boundaries with stories because we don't want to share everything that we're going through in this current moment or that we went through in the past. But share what you want to share. Share what feels good for you to share. Share those stories and get creative as possible. Of course, within your blog post, you do still want to have like immense value, but share little snippets of stories within your blog post and then share like the big stories for like your about page. You can share it on, or, you know, your Instagram posts and do like little micro stories of the big story. And you know what I mean? But your blog posts still need to hold value. So number four, consistency is key. Remember our chat about a steady voice? It applies here too. Whether you're feeling witty, serious, or contemplative, keep the core you consistent in your posts. You need to be consistent with everything that you do for your blog. So that's your branding voice. That's how consistently you are going to post. And what it's about how people are going to perceive you and your brand. Are they going to think that you're consistent in your branding? Are they going to think that you're consistent within your like content and your posts? What are they going to think of you? And I know I said don't care what other people think of you, but that's like when it comes to like writing and like being your authentic self, not consistency part, right? So number five, experiment and adjust. Think of your voice as clay. You want to mold it, play with it, try different styles, tones, topics, keep what feels right and tweak what doesn't. So when I first started, you know, when I was writing, I sounded super, super playful. And that's just who I was back then. I was more playful. And now I like to sound more professional and to the point and keeping it concise and valuable and educational. So there's a certain tone that you want to have, and it's just like you, who you are authentically in this present moment. So it's going to change when you have set like inner growth, and when you grow throughout this business, your branding is going to change, but you want to keep it consistent with, you know, who you are as a person right now, currently, how you speak right now, currently, and, you know, play with this. Like if you're just trying to find like who you are and like your branding voice, then play with different tones and styles. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, keep what works, keep what feels right, not just what works or whatever. Keep what feels really good for you. So one post you don't want to be, you know, all professional, and then another post you don't want to be like super conversational. So, you know, keep the consistent brand voice is what I mean. Number six, engage and listen. Your readers are your mirrors. Engage with them, their comments and feedback. Often, they're going to reflect parts of your voice that you might have noticed. So, for example, sometimes people say, you know, I love your branding voice and like you speak exactly to me. And like people are just going to like start validating your tone or like your brand voice. They're going to validate it because they're going to comment on it and say, you know, I love how you write or whatever. You'll get that feedback and you just want to engage and you want to listen to this.
Number 7, learn but stay true. So while it's great to learn from other bloggers that you admire, don't copy. Be inspired by others, but ensure your voice doesn't get lost in the mix. So, you know, you can totally take inspiration from others' branding voice, but you want to stay true to yourself and who you genuinely are as a person right now in this current moment when you're writing that blog post. Who are you authentically? How do you really speak to a friend? That's how you want to speak in your writing. But, you know, take inspiration from how other people are writing and the words and the sentences that they're using and the flow that they have and whatever, but stay true to who you are as well. Like, if you swear, then keep that. Like, if you swear on a daily basis, then keep that. If you're, like, more professional on a daily basis, like, in your life, then keep that. If you're more flowy and feminine and graceful, then, you know, write in that way. Number 8, it's okay to evolve. Over time, experiences will shape us, and it's natural for our voices to evolve too. Embrace that change. Let your blog be the living diary of your journey. So this is what I do, and people love it. I always, you know, here and there, I always, you know, tell my story and how I'm evolving or what I'm struggling with currently. And, you know, I let people know that I'm going to be, like, changing things within my business. And, you know, time has really shaped who I am right now. Like, I was not this person when I first started my blog. I spoke a different way. I write a different way. I'm just a completely different person, and it's okay to evolve. So evolve your branding, evolve your brand voice, evolve your website design with where you are currently in this present moment. And I would say even look ahead. You want to begin with the end in mind. You want to begin with that goal. Like, okay, I want to be a super professional website design. This is what I was saying to myself when I was rebranding this current website. I was thinking, okay, in 5 years, who do I want to be? I want to be a highly professional brand and website designer and a blogging coach. And I want to, you know, have a template shop, and I want my brand to be perceived as super professional. I want to be the go-to person in this niche, in the, you know, blog and website design for bloggers niche. I want to be the go-to person. I want to be the person that everybody chooses to go with. And I want to look super professional and just have a captivating website and brand. And so I did that. And now I feel like, you know, my website and brand is like 5 years in advance, but it allowed me to like quantum leap to there, if that makes sense. So it's okay to evolve, and it's okay to think ahead. So think with the, you know, think about the end in mind. Where do you want to be in 5 years? How do you want your branding and your website design to be? And how do you want your blogging voice to be? Who do you want to be in 5 years? And then, you know, maybe start writing as you would in 5 years. You know what I mean? So think with the end in mind. So number 9, avoid the perfection trap. Chasing perfection can sometimes stifle authenticity. Mistakes, quirks, and imperfections can make your voice more human and approachable. We are not writing college essays here. We don't need to always focus so much on the grammar and the spelling and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it's okay to, you know, write in like how we really would say, like how I'm not even making sense with my sentence right now. You know what I mean? So don't, you know, look for perfection. I mean, there's some people out there that like grammar and spelling like really bothers. Like, I've had somebody come to me like recently a couple months ago, and she said that, you know, my writing is like not professional. Like, I have spelling and grammar mistakes. And I'm like, well, I have a lot of grammar mistakes in my actual voice when I speak to people, and I'm not the best writer, and I'm not the best speller, and I move fast when I write, and, you know, I don't really like to perfect everything and edit everything. And, like, I don't even edit my podcast episodes. So it's like, this is just who I am, you know? Like, I'm just staying true to myself. And I avoid the perfection trap. So just keep that in mind. If you are a person who's very professional and you really love, you know, grammar and spelling, and if you, you know, put that on a pedestal, then definitely focus on that. But if you're not a person who can write good, if you're like, I'm not a writer, I'm just, you know, I'm just doing this because I love to, or whatever, or like, this is just who I am, I'm not a speller, and blah, 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 then just keep that, because that's just who you are. So number 10, trust your gut. Finally, listen to that inner voice. If something feels right or wrong within your gut, it probably is. Your intuition is the best guide in shaping your authentic blogging voice and shaping anything for your blogging business. I always listen to that inner voice, that gut feeling, and I always listen to my intuition. So, you know, I was thinking, like, I really have to redesign my website again because I have to make sure that it reflects this 5 years down the road version of me. And, you know, I'm thinking with the end in mind now, and this is just who I am right now. And I just have to rebrand again, and I have to, you know, write in a more professional way. And because this is how I am and this is how I'm evolving. And I had a lot of limiting beliefs about it this year because I'm like, oh, people are going to think, you know, I'm so unprofessional. And that's like the last thing that I want. I want to become more professional. But if people are constantly going to think, oh my God, she's rebranding her website again. She's rebranding her blog again. Are you kidding me? Like, that's so unprofessional. She did it like 5 times this year already. Like, that's what, like, the limiting beliefs that I've had. But, you know, I don't care because I was trusting my gut. I was going with my intuition. And you know what? I doubled my income because I did that. Because I listened to all of, you know, the intuition and the gut feelings. Because I listened, it's why I'm here today. And sometimes, like, it wasn't a linear path this year. It was not linear. It's been ups and downs and sideways, and oh my gosh, it's been a roller coaster this year for sure. But that's how you get to the end result. It's not a linear path. You will have ups and downs, and you have to appreciate every one of them. So I'm going to leave it with that. In essence, the art of authenticity in blogging is about being real and staying true to who you are when nobody's looking. Who you are with those people that you're most comfortable with. Your blogging voice is your signature, unmistakable and super unique to you. So are you ready to let the world hear the real you? If you are, I would love for you to go down below and click that link to join the Bloggers Branding Bootcamp, because we're going to talk deeper about crafting a branding voice that is super unique to you. And we're going to go over logo design and color palettes and brand messaging and mood boards and images. And it's going to be super, super fun. And I'm going to give giveaways and gifts here and there. I'll drop Starbucks gift cards, like $5 or $10, or you never know. So if you are ready for this journey with me, then please go down and click the link so we can build you an actual brand that you truly love and that's going to attract, you know, your blog audience to you, and a brand that is authentically you. So I'm going to leave with that. So yes, go down there, click the link. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.